House Republicans side with Democrats to fund Joe Biden's parole pipeline for migrants. By John Binder on June 26, 2024. A group of House Republicans sided with Democrats to keep President Joe Biden's parole pipeline, flying hundreds of thousands of migrants into the United States, funded. On Wednesday, 13 Republicans voted with 205 Democrats to block Representative Glenn Grothman's RY amendment to a Department of Homeland Security DHS funding bill that would have defunded Biden's parole pipeline. The pipeline, known as the CHNB program, allows Cuban, Haitian, Nicaraguan, and Venezuelan migrants to book their own flights in their home countries after being screened by the federal government and flying into American airports to secure so-called humanitarian parole. The 13 Republicans are Rep. Anthony Desposito, RNY. Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, RFL. Representative Tom Emmer, RMN. Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA. Representative Andrew Garbarino, RNY. Representative Carlos Jimenez, RFL. Representative Jennifer Gonzalez-Galone, RPR. Representative Thomas Keene, RNJ. Representative Young Kim, RCA. Rep. Nick LaLota, RNY. Representative Mike Lawler, RNY. Representative Maria Salazar, RFL. Representative Brandon Williams, RNY. Through the CHNB program, Biden has brought nearly 500,000 migrants to the U.S. as of October of last year. Almost 2 million migrants are awaiting authorization to fly into the U.S. interior to secure parole. By operating this obviously unlawful mass parole program, Biden and DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas continue to make a mockery of our laws. Representative Mark Green, RTN, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, has said of the parole pipeline, "The simple fact is that Biden and Mayorkas want to import more inadmissible aliens into the United States because they see political benefit in doing so, not to protect those legitimately persecuted in their home countries," Green has said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.